For your kingdom is everlasting, and the power of your truth is the hope for the house of Israel. We do gather in the only name, the name of strength and hope, the name of power, righteousness, in the mighty name of Yahweh. As we gather here in the Beit of our Abba, to bless you and to thank you, to praise you and to exalt your mother heights of the Shemayim. We thank you for this day and all that you have granted unto your people, that we may come into your presence to shabak you and to bless you, our precious Abba. You are the healing power of our hope. Without you, there is no hope at all. And so we ask you this night, the precious hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, that you bless every heart and strengthen everyone. Those that are listening by via the live stream on the internet, those that may hear this message in whatever form, they may hear this message. We ask you to strengthen their heart and cause them to be encouraged by the hearing of the words of faith. As we desire, I do, my precious Abba, to please you and to walk before you, to serve you, to keep your truths, your Torah, alive deep down in my being, that in everything that I do, in everything that we will do, will be to please you and to acknowledge you, our precious one. Touch us all tonight. Bless everyone and revive everyone, I pray. The mighty name of HaMashiach. And cause your strength, the vitality of your virtue to rise in each of us all. I do pray for those that are suffering great afflictions, many parts of the world, throughout the nations of the world. Those that need a morsel of bread, a little water. I honestly pray for them, Yahweh. I know it is not by some emotional expression, but we ask you, as being sons of the Most High, to bless them with bread and to feed them wherever they are. The remnant of the seas, I pray for them. You strengthen them. I pray your will be done in our lives, that we obey you, that we seek to please you in all things, that we love you above all things. In the precious name of HaMashiach, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. We acknowledge you for all of your bountiful blessings. We thank you for bread, water, life, health, and the strength that comes from the precious hope of HaMashiach. In all things we bless you tonight, that our singing, our worship, let it all be to honor you and to esteem you highly, that your name will be exalted, and that your presence may be in the midst of this fellowship. Ask all things in the precious hope of HaMashiach. We bless you and we praise you. And all the Kiddushin cried, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We do bless you, our precious Abba. We may enter into the tabernacle of our great King to receive your strength, your fortitude, and your virtue in the inward parts. The generation that is shallow, weakly generation, has no direction, no strength of discipline. There is no Torah of life, no wisdom, direction, counsel. Every man seeketh his own and go about things his way. Your word declare there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end of that way is separation, is death. It brings delusions and illusions. So we ask you tonight to strengthen us all, those that are listening. We ask you to help us all tonight. In the precious hope of HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, we bless you, we praise you for all things. And all the traditions cried hallelujah away. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say to them, I bless you tonight. Shalom, my brother. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. I do want to move tonight in a fashion, as I do bless Almighty Yahweh for all things. And I certainly do thank Him for revelation truth. And that is simply the light and understanding of His truth becomes so vivid and alive in one's life and their love that they trust that, they believe it, they rely upon it. There's a great anticipation from Yahweh. And so there's a great anticipation in my love in the inward parts as I wait upon Him, as He shall assure His people. And the way He does that is that He comforts them in the hope of His truth. There's one thing about truth, it gives one that liberty to truly seek after Him, to desire Him, to know Him. This is a generation, and we are in a time whereby it is a deluded generation. There's a time whereby the mind is troubled so. There is such distress, anxieties, the mind is perplexed. It cannot differentiate between what is right, what is appropriate, what is good. It cannot discern how to deal righteously and faithfully with one another. It is a troubled time and a troubled generation. When you find a time in a generation like that, you find every kind of vile spirit there is that takes refuge and power in the minds of the people, because their mind is not guarded by truth. Truth is not the thing that fills the mind of this generation. And so anything and everything goes. There is nothing that is wrong. There is nothing that is right. You find a man, he is very disturbed. He cannot choose which way to go or the right path, because all the paths seem right. And that's this generation, because it has not gone the way of Yahweh. You must be gone in His way with Him instructing you, Him disciplining you, and Him showing you which pathway to walk in. You cannot do it any other way. So this is a generation that has prescribed to itself a way that seems right, a path that it has chosen to walk on. And because it has done that, that you find such dysfunctional mindsets today. The wife is dysfunctional, the husband, the children, the relationship. There is no functional attributes to the relationship at all. Because the spirit of trouble, the scripture calls it Zara, is one of great agitation. One whereby spiritually one is oppressed and agitated. One cannot move into the higher echelon of the spiritual things of Yahweh because of trouble. And that is the thing that impedes one from moving into that echelon. And the reason why is because they do not trust Yahweh. It's a generation that not only will it not trust Yahweh, it simply doesn't know Him. It doesn't know Him in the power of deliverance. When a man's mind is free, it's free to serve Yahweh. It's not free from, it's not bound by any bondages. Circumstances will not cause one to be bound. And we are a bound generation. And I can see what the powers that be and how they take such great authority and strength in the hearts of many today. It is not the strength of Yahweh's truth. It is not the power of His hand or His understanding in one's life today. It's a generation that is bound. I want to read something before I touch on a few things tonight. I want you to hear this, all right? Now pay attention. When I tell you to hear this, I want you to hear it. I was reading the other day, I was speaking to Brother Charles and the brothers yesterday concerning the new fashion line that is out. What is called the Ho, H-O, is talking about a whore. But that's what he calls the Ho line. And Pimp Fence, or Infants. It's a line for infants. Now, I want to read the article, but this one says here is Pimp Squad, Pimpy Squad. Now, this, listen to me. I want you to show you the mindset of this generation. It's a dysfunctional generation. And the parents do not have the ability to restrain because they are controlled by powers of illusions and disillusion. I want you to hear this, all right? I want to show you the kind of trouble that is besieging a nation and an ignorant people because they have rejected Torah. They rejected the discipline of Yahweh. Now that's one line is called Ho, H-O, just Ho. And the other one is Pimp. Pimp Fates. Pimp Fates. Pimping. Now they can obstruct whatever definition they want to do that. A pimp is one that takes a hoe and pimps her on the street that she sells her body and she brings the money to him. That's this generation. We have pedophiles and freaks today. That's what we have. We have men. I was reading an article that, what's this movie star's name? I can't think of his name. But his wife divorced him because she says he loves child pornography. He goes on the internet and he looks for naked young girls. This is what this man gets off on. Do you understand? That these are the powers that be that control the minds of the people today. And what they tell you or sell you, you buy it. Whatever they advertise, because you have an attachment to that spirit because it's in you, that you want that fashionable style or the things that this Jezebel like Paris Hilton is selling, people buy that. But I want to read this. This is a troubled generation. It is one that has no direction at all. It is spiritually retarded. It is a generation that is retarded. It's a spiritually retarded generation. That's what it is. It's a retardation in this generation. I want to read this quickly. It says, toddlers toot, pimp faints, push tiki trash style. Hear this. Quote, now this is Beth Titiel, the author of this article. I can't believe I'm saying this, but bring back the, my mama went to Florida and all I got was this lousy t-shirt kids wear. Anything's better than the latest attempt to fashion victimized children, pimp faint wear, as in pimp plus infant. But that's what it is. Quote, Britney wannabes, rev up your credit card. There is a double wide load of styles to choose from. There is the winsome Bobby or baby beater tank top and the mini basketball uniform junior pimp squad across the jersey or the t-shirt that reads. Now hear this. I want you to understand this. I want you to hear it. Quote, my mama is, or my mom is a M-I-L-F. Now, do you hear that? Now, you got to understand what he said. I'll explain M-I-L-F. But this is a family newspaper. What he's saying, that my mama is a lousy and some kind of connotation with a man. Now, that's what he's saying. Do you understand that? Now, this twisted generation that your children are given over unto the seduction, and the parents are so ignorant and so polluted themselves, they can't choose what is right and wrong. Now this is what he's saying. Listen to this. Where does such design geniuses come from? I had the pleasure of speaking with the brainchild behind Pimp Faint Incorporation yesterday. As one Jared Parson explained, his Eureka movement, a former skateboarder, he was shopping for clothes for his first son. Now, it doesn't say anything about a wife. It's some illegitimate activity. Who's now 5 and quite a fashion plate. I want him to dress how me and my friends dress, Parson said. But it's hard to find baby clothes like that. Gee, I wonder why. Parson and his friends use the word pimp to mean styling. Now that is what a pimp was. The pimp was the most stylish person on the block. He stood there. He was a pimp. He was stylish. He wore fine clothing, diamond rings, and he drove a Cadillac car. So it absolutely expressed a style. And that's the pimp style. He was a stylish thing. He was a stylish man because he was pimping the loose brains one, and they were bringing him the money. He explained, and just as he was wishing he could buy his infant some styling clothes, it came to him. Now, this did not come by this man intellectual prowess. A boy that skates on a skateboard, he is still a boy. He still has infant or an infant mentality. So this came by the powers of darkness. So he said, instant pimp faint. Wow. He said to himself, that's a real good idea. Listen to this now. How good? Well, yesterday, after words of pimp faint, where hit drugs report website. Now that's a website that average 1 million hits a day. Drudge. Now you read some of his articles in the local paper. Drudge. Drudge Report. 1 million hits a day. Do you understand that? That many people go to that website, 1 million, to retrieve or to see what's the latest news. He said because when he put the article up about pimp faints, the server got more hits than it could handle. So it's easy for a website like that to handle 1 million hits a day. So it got more than it could handle. Parson sounds so nice, I almost felt bad asking him. You know, matters of taste. We are getting a lot, now not sound, but a lot of positive feedback. The people say, way to go, Parson. We will buy it for our children. And what they do you understand what they do? They open up the corridors of hell to the minds of their children. That's why these perverts and Jezebels, your daughters, you don't buy these things that these Paris Hilton Jezebels, that they have strived for your children. You will plan with a powder keg of death. This is a demonic, powerfully institution that is controlled by powers of darkness. And when you give yourself over unto the Britney Spears, the Paris Hilton, and these perverts that are Jezebels and corruptors, you open up your child to that same foul, corrupt thing. Now, you may say, not so. You're kidding yourself. You are a twisted mind if you think it's not that way. You understand. They're not selling just their names, but they're selling what's in them. The name of Yahweh, we're buying what's in the name. And what's in the name is His truth and His character, His power, isn't it? And so it is with these powers of darkness. They are illuminated stars. That's why they call them stars.
That's why they are stars, because they are demonic forces that rule in their lives. They sleep with men like it's nothing. That's what they do. They're Jezebels. The men have no regard for the women at all. They're dogs to them. Every kind of vile type of activity. You can't imagine what they do. Don't even try to imagine it. It's such a polluted, filthy mindset. That's what it is. Pimp faints. He says, I've gotten such positive feedback, and those who are horrified at the thought of a child wearing a shirt that says, Pimp. It's simply a matter of understanding new lingo. That's what he says. The generation that has sought to change time and expressions, the idioms, the slang jargon, is a corrupt generation. Now, the only way that those that are of your way, they're going to find rest in these troubled times, we must understand what Scripture says. If this doesn't trouble someone, something is wrong. That this generation is such a convoluted, corrupt generation, and this nation, which is going to be set on the fire of hell, it is the purveyor and the conveyor of every kind of vile, sadistic, corrupt thing there is. It is the orchestrator. It is the producer. It is the one that patterns every kind of vile, despicable sin, wickedness, transgression of Torah like no other nation. It is a vile nation. It is a nation that the principles of darkness are the strength and is the strength of this nation. It was founded and based and predicated upon greed and lust, sinfulness and wickedness. They tell you the freedom of their religion. Sure, religion is nothing but a form of idol worship and worship of gods and things. And that is what this nation has done since conception. Their pagan activities, it has been a purveyor of fleshly God worship. The children have gone to the cauldron of hell. Their minds are so corrupt and vile. And there are parents that will put their children on this trash. You go to see the fashion. They had a picture of a little girl that was about 3 years old. And it had this big picture, whole fashion. What Jezebel of a mammy, that's not even a mammy, would even put their child on something like that? It had whole fashion. And it had a little fella, a little boy, he was about 4. He had on a hat to the side, some shades on, and it had pimp styled across his chest. Just like this little thing here. Pimp squad. That's what it says. Pimp squad. Pimp. Pimping. He's still eating boogers. Pimp squad. And this is the thing today. And this is what your children, the parents, are given over unto. This is the convoluted mindset that the televisions and the things that parents don't even pay attention to today, that the children are given over unto this. And there's nothing you can do. Why? Because, Shaitan, you're about to hear me. Whether you love me, it makes no difference at all. That's why we have the kind of practices today. Do you hear me? We have the practices. The young girls today are so vile and filthy. The things that they do, it wasn't mentioned in my days. They're rebellious, they are wicked, and the parents have no strength of Yahweh to instruct them. They're afraid. And so they're giving over unto the pimps. And the pimps are going to pimp them too. They're pimping them. Should they go to pimp them? They're going to pimp them. I remember as a young lad when I went to Florida. I'll say this. I was only 17. There was a man in that day, he finally went to prison for what they call enslavement. He was not the most handsome of men, but he had everything that they wanted. And at that time, I'll never forget, I remember the man's last name. His name was Stitt. And at that time, he had 60 or so women, to hear me, working for him. Prostitutes on the street. And when you saw him, he was the most fashionable, sharp and clean, prim and proper as they come, and they will bring every dime to his hand. Now, what would cause someone, a woman, to give herself over to that and then bring all the money to him? You think it's by his physical charm or his physical looks? That's not it. It's the power of that spirit that rules. And that is what's taking place today, brothers and sisters. There is a power that rules today. And when the mind is not guarded by the truth of Yahweh, it is open unto that vile thing. So Holmes, today there is very little time dealing with truth and the essence of Yahweh. There's not a heartfelt desire to talk on the things of Yahweh, but when it comes to frivolity and folly and stupidity and immature actions, you find the daddy, the mama, the sons, and the daughter in their gala activities of their laughter and their foolishness. You find that quite easily. But when it comes time for a purpose to give Yahweh time and room in one's heart, there is no time for that. And so that's why you have a nation and a people that is troubled. It is a spiritual perplexity in this nation today. There's a spiritual distress in this nation. This goes beyond. This is, you're dealing with a spiritual world here. You're dealing with a spiritual realm. And so everyone that agrees with that, they open themselves up unto that power that they must bring oblations and offerings unto that spiritual being. Now that is what happens, brothers and sisters. And so what they do, as Israel did, as they offer up their sons and daughters unto the death of Moloch and Molcham, they offer up their sons and daughters unto Pimphate. And whole fashion. You can say what you want to. A hoe is a hoe. A pimp is a pimp. A pimp, he take advantage of the silly women that are laid with their own lusts. And he use that against them. They lust for something. He supplies it. And bring me the money. You be faithful to me. And I will be unfaithful to you. I want to finish this because there are a few scriptures I do want to touch on. He said, meanwhile, person said he plans to introduce some new top secret designs at a trade show. Where else? Where else will the trade show be but Las Vegas in August? Sin City is what they call it, isn't it? I recall many years ago, Red Fox, before the devil died, he said this, he said, if the kingdom of God, that's the way he said it, but he said this, if heaven is not like Las Vegas, I don't want to go. This is a place to be, Vegas. Your lights never go out. He's not going into the kingdom. He said, I don't know about you, but I am hoping for some chewing tobacco in strain pea flavor, a baby bottle cap based on those beer hats that hold two cans and deliver the goods via holes to the weaver's mouth. A mullet toupee for the baby without hair, toupee with the baby without hair. If I had a bit more gumption, I'd put together a pimp faint wearing infant rap group, you know, TWA, Toddlers with Attitude. Can I tell you? They will do that. If they can talk, then they will pimp them. The parents will. Now this is the troublesome type of spirit that is ruling in this nation today. Now today the parents and the people say, well, nothing wrong with that. Let him do his own thing. That's his business. I have nothing to do with that. No problem with me. Well, it is a problem with me. And I say that to say this, because the mind, said of this generation, there is no power to govern the corruption in man, because he is a vile, evil, sadistic thing. And it's one thing that when man sinned, Yahweh knew that there must be a limitation and a restraint upon him, because his imagination, that is the evilness of one's thought, that is what the imagination is. And if you look at your imagination, it's always evil things. Always, if I had $10 million, it's always some evil thing. That is what the imagination is. And so he knew that the imagination of man was so evil, and in the first thing they did, the Tower of Babel with Nimrod, to reach the lords and the gods of the Shemayim, Yahweh had to come down, confound them, because there was nothing that they had imagined in their mind and their heart they would not accomplish. So this thing of the darkness of hell, this child of the devious one, he will secure all of those that are in the very camp of darkness, and they will give themselves over unto pimp things and whole fashion wear. My mama is a sorry or a lousy mind. Why would someone even utter that out of their mouths? Why would even one even think of something that is so convoluted, so evil and so corrupt? Well, because this is a troubled generation. It is spiritually unstable. There is no spiritual strength in the lives of the people today. It is a generation that has no spiritual tenacity. It does not set itself against the battles of darkness. It is afraid to defend the principles and the truth of Abba Yahweh. We are set for a defense of His truth. It is a generation that is afraid to do that. It has no gumption. It has no inner strength to stand for the power of Yahweh's truth. It is a troubled generation. It's perplexed. It's distressed. What do I do? My, I know what to do. I understand what Scripture tells me to do. I know where to go. There is only one place to go. There is no other place to go. There is nothing to do. But for His people, He has given them instructions what they must do, how to do it, when to do it, and to walk consistently at what He commands them to do. You see, they will do that. Those that love this idea, my, most people love it. Pimp faith. You will find them, what an abomination before Yahweh. These illegitimate babies, that's what they are. Brothers and sisters, it's rampant in this nation today. Never before has it been such illegitimacy as it is today. It's a rare thing to have a father with a wife and producing children. That is not heard of today. And we find the strength of that in what we call whorewood, Jezebel wood, these starlets, these demonic Jezebels of darkness, these taunted, twisted-looking women that their skulls and their heads look so deformed. They look deformed even in their appearances. You find that today. You find this twisted kind of mentality and this twisted kind of thinking today, because it has all been orchestrated and introduced by the powers of darkness. They tell you how to think, how to react, and what kind of actions you should have. They tell you how to do that. They tell you what to accept, you accept that. They tell you what to receive, you receive that. And Yahweh gives us profound instructions, and we reject that. We will not receive that. We will not acknowledge what He says. But we find these powers of darkness that will instruct you, you receive that. The battle is not against flesh and blood. The battle is not against a sister or brother. It's against that ruling power that speaks to your mind, that takes authority in your consciousness. That's what it is. We will blame someone else and never attack or defend the power of Yahweh's truth in us to come against that force of hell. We would rather accuse a brother or sister because that is the power of darkness instead of dealing with that thing that speaks to your mind. I want to read a few verses. You upset, preacher? No, I just got the sword and I have vengeance against the powers of darkness. And I will take great vengeance. Sure will. I know Yahweh says vengeance is mine. I understand that. I will take the sword of the Ruah and I will speak with great clarity. I will not mince my words. I will not bite my tongue. I will not be careful because that's your situation, not to offend you. You can forget that. If you think I will take steps to make sure I will not offend you because that is your situation, you are deceiving yourself. So you better run not for the hills. You better hide your head under the under a rock. And as Evangelist Horn would always say that word, that hammer, I will take the hammer, the words, and crack the rock. I want to read this. Hear this, what Scripture says. David says unto Helium, I want to read this. He says, Yahweh, I want you to know that Yahweh is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. In the time of trouble, spiritual perplexities, spiritual distress, a time whereby the mind of man cannot even function in the element whereby Yahweh made that mind. He made the mind of man to have communion with Him. He put in man a mind to have communion, fellowship, conversation with Him. We have become so far removed from that mind because, first of all, we don't consider HaMashiach, one that endured such contradiction of sinners. We become very weary. We become very weary, and then we began to faint. And when one faint, they have no strength, right? When you began to faint, you lose strength. You lose character. And when you began to faint, you become very, your balance is not there. And there's no balance today. Our lives are not balanced. Yahweh gave man a complete balance. He gave us a balance. Can I tell you what the balance is? Will you believe me if I tell you? I show you the complete balance of Yahweh. It's simple. It is to love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to love your brother, your sister, your neighbor as you love yourself. That's His balance. That's it. And from that balance, all of the Torah of Yahweh, His mitzvot hinge upon that. And it's not difficult to walk in the direction and the strength of the Torah of Yahweh. So the mind is troubled today. It's very troubled. It's perplexed. It's a spiritually degenerated mindset. It's not a mindset that has any kind of fervor and love for Yahweh. It is an ignorant mindset. The Scripture talks about a wise man, his strength. Can I tell you something? His strength is the confidence in his appearance, his facial expression. When one is wise, the strength of Yahweh is expressed in the countenance of that man. When one is troubled, you can tell that in one's countenance. It's a generation that trouble is going to overcome it. It is already. It's a perplexed generation. It's a people that is so twisted in their thinking. They think with such fantasized objections. Their objects in life are so fantasized and so unreal. So Yahweh says that He's our refuge. He's our place of comfort. He's our place of hiding. Now Yahweh is. Yahweh is. And the reason we cannot find refuge is a place to be refilled. It's a place to be filled. It's a place for your confidence and your strength to rise. He is our refuge. He is our hiding place. He is our place of comfort. Yahweh is. Yahweh is a refuge. That's His character for His people now. We must find our refuge in Yahweh. We must find our place of comfort in Him. He is a refuge. That's what He is. Well, what? In times of trouble. In these troubled times. With this trouble
mindset today. When you give yourself over to that, then you are as troubled as they are.
Yahweh says that I am this refuge. I am a refuge. I want to deal with that with a few scriptures. Listen to this. It says in Mishlei, Proverbs 14:26. I'm not going to wait for you. I want to move expeditiously. It says in Proverbs 14:26. It says this now. Do you understand this? It says the fear, the yara, in the fear of Yahweh is a strong refuge. That's what that confidence is. It is a strong confidence. It is a strong trust. We don't fear Yahweh. Someone that has drawn from the cauldron of hell, pimp faints. Whole fashion. They sell millions of records that way. The young man, their minds are twisted. And I said to the ones in the black neighborhoods, the ones in the whites, they're as twisted as they are. They call their mammies hoes, their daughters hoes. That's what they call them, the hoe. Share your booty to me. This is a fashionable thing today. The young boys are twisted their mind. They can't even tie their shoes. They don't know how to put a belt on. Their pants falling off their backside. Their underwear is filthy. They see that. And the young girls are so immature and so ignorant that they think that is fashionable. They think that is cute. They don't know how to comb their head. They don't know how to clean themselves. That this is the mindset of this generation. That's the mindset. They have no understanding of responsibility. None whatsoever. Why? Because this vile, viruless type of spirit that has gone through and it has demented, corrupted, and polluted their mind. And I'm telling you, parents, you're not going to hold fast to them. You're not going to rescue them. Because only Yahweh is a refuge. Not the parent. Yahweh is a refuge. You're not going to find refuge or someplace to rest yourself from the weariness and the trouble of this hour unless you're in Yahweh. Not in their damnable accomplishments or what they do to spurt some kind of pride. They're going to die. They're not going to live. I was reading an article today that Tiger Woods, he said that his daddy was, he was his role model, his best friend, his mentor, his coach. His daddy meant everything to him. With all of his millions, his daddy's last breath was dissipated and he died. With all of that money, he still died. This generation, it is the pimp face and the whoremongers and the hoes. That's their inspiration. It is the freak that tell you to tell your mammy she's a hoe. That's their inspiration. That's what they tell them. That's how they talk. That's their lingo today. They're ignorant. Their minds are twisted. I was listening the other day, and a third of Americans between the age of 18 to 24 cannot find Iraq or Iran on the map. If I ask you where's Togo, they couldn't find Togo on the map. That's an illiterate generation. Where they can tell you, I'm the hole, pop the hole, and now the pimp faint. They can do that. That's this ignorant generation. And we see the troublesomeness of this generation. And the parents are twisted. They're troubled. They don't know which way to do what because they have no refuge. Yahweh is not their refuge. Yahweh is a refuge. And it's one thing about the fear of Yahweh, the yara. It is the dread, the trembling fear of Yahweh. And they don't have that today. They fear children, they fear wives and husbands more than they fear Yahweh. Husbands fear wives and what they say. And they respect wives more than what the Torah. Or wives respect the husband more than what Torah says. No way in hell, because that's where I will find myself. Then I will reject the status of Yahweh for wife, son, daughter, husband, or children. I would never. In all of my ignorance, I didn't do that. When I was a very unlearned mind, I did not do that. You reject what he says, then you reject him.
You deny him. It is the Yara of Yahweh. It is a strong confidence. It is a refuge. It is a refuge, and his children shall have a place of refuge. His children, not the world, his children. When in time of trouble, in the weariness and the complexity of this generation, it wearies one. You know, the precious brother that was here with us, he said, you know, Pastor Roberts, you preached a message on how men pet their wives. He said, and my wife goes out to work, and every day she comes home weary because of the office politics and what is taking place in the office. And that is just a small scintilla of what stressfulness people are enduring in this hour. So she comes home, she can't rest. It is always something. Trouble generation. Only the people of Yahweh, his children, will find a place of comfort. Refuge. What the enemy does, he continuously keeping their minds not perplexed, not a mindset that has any kind of wisdom or direction, but he keeps that mind twisted. Always something. Continuously. Yahweh gives us the same thing and over and over. He gives us meat. He gives us meat for our being, for the fullness of a man. He feeds us with the living meat. The meal is the same every time. He is always against the flesh that is enmity against him, that opposes what he says, that fight against what he says. He's always against that, to destroy it and to bring it down. Because if you don't, you're going to be consumed by the trouble. The trouble is going to consume you. It's going to overtake you. And you're going to be caught up in the pimp fates and the whole fashion. Don't put your children on any of that trash. Any of it is wild. It is asinine. It is from the gates of hell. These people are smoking methamphetamine. They're doing drugs. Can you imagine? Don't imagine it. Don't even think about it. But someone like Paris Hilton, I remember Jim Brown. You all may not know Jim Brown. In his days, he led the NFL in rushing yardage. He retired at an early age. He was at the peak of his game when he retired. Tall, in his day, handsome man, strong, the masculinity and muscular. And so what he began to do, he left football, he went out to Hollywood. Now, never forget, he made a statement one day. He said, the things that take place there, in the homes, in Beverly Hills, out there with the rich and the elite. He said, I won't even talk about it. He said, the way that the women are used and these, he said, what they do there is not even the norm. It doesn't even characterize really any natural human instincts. So they have ordeals with men and women by the hundreds, and they just lay there with each other. That's vile. That is the spirit of Aphrodite. And why I'm saying this is to let you know what they do, these same scarlets and these same perverts. They give the seal because they receive the approval from darkness. And they put out their fashion wares and folks buy it. I ask these young brothers, do you know what those fat shoes with that P on there? The man Russell Simmons, he was nothing but a drug dealer. And it's no telling what he's doing. You don't buy that trash. He was a drug dealer, and now they're promoting him to this fabulous man. He is a model citizen. Read an article the other day. It was on the news. That thing, what's his name? Stoopy Dog Dog. Him and his posse. They were there in London. Heathrow Airport. Only one or two of them ride in first class. So in first class, they have lounges in airport that only the first class people can go to. Because if you fly first class, if you walk up to the U.S. air counter today, you are the first class to London, England. You walk off the street, it will probably cost you $12,000. That is how the airports make money on business travels. People that walk up today and say, I need a ticket. We're from Charlotte, California. All right, $4,500 round trip. That's how they make money. They don't make money on the travelers that plan 30, 40 days in advance. They don't make money like that. They make money on the ones that walk up to the counter. I want a ticket to London. It'll cost you $12,500. Makes no difference on the next flight. They will not allow them to go into the place. They trash the airport. They beat up three police officers, three bobbies were put in the hospital. They threw whiskey bottles. They burst glass. And this is this demented, twisted mindset. When you see them coming, you know trouble is coming with them. You know what's coming. And they beat the police officers up. And one that once said this, this is the way it goes down in L.A. But the folks love him. And they want their children to be like Snoopy Dogg. Be like Micah J. An unfaithful, vile thing he was. That's what they want. And so they establish these powers of hell. It is short on too. And your immature mindsets are very easily susceptible to their powers. So you're given over unto that. And you pursue that. The parents will buy the whole fashion for their children. And they will buy the pimp things, all right? They will buy it. He will come out with a pair of shoes called Pimpin' High. Just make them any silly colors, they'll buy them. It makes no difference. They'll buy them. Walmart will put them out. And the only reason they don't put them out is a tremendous uproar among their constituents. They will put them out. That this generation. He always says a generation that if you become a part of this generation, you'll be so consumed with the troubles of this time that you will not even know how to even get to Yahweh. That's what troubles do. They stresses one out and remove one away from their faithfulness to Yahweh. From a time of calling on Him and inquiring of Him. When one fears Yahweh, he has a strong refuge. Noah had a strong refuge. Did he move with fear? Did he move with fear? To the building of the ark, to the saving of his house, did he? This is not a generation to move with fear. No whatsoever. So he had a strong refuge, and Yahweh shall be the refuge for his children. That's it. Not the pimp fakes. Only to his children. I say this to you, brothers and sisters. I will never forget the words that Evangelist Hartsfield said to me 25 years ago. He said to me, and I see it so clearly today, I don't even think he had an understanding of what he was saying. He said to me, Brother Robert, I want to tell you something. This is a generation of children that has been birthed in this generation. That they're open, and the parents are opening them up unto the very powers of the darkness of hell. You can see the illegitimacy, and they've been birthed that way. Scripture tells you that a mama and a daddy, even if the dad is right, even if the mama is right, then it opens up, or there's a covering on their children. There's a covering. And because you've trained them to reject Yahweh, you've trained them, and you've been trained that way, then we have opened up the cauldron of darkness in the mind and the dysfunctionality of people today. It is so prevalent, like never before. Childhood diabetes, when I was a kid, that was never heard of. Because we played. We ate candy, but this trash they're putting in the bodies of the children today in the school, they're obese, they're overweight. Diabetes is rampant. There was a time that one in every 10,000 or 100,000 children, they had autism. Now, I was listening the other day, one in every 160 is autistic. It's a mental dysfunction in their minds. That is the truth. They have no covering at all. Their minds are mentally, they may look normal, but they here is just not there. They are dysfunctional children. They're autistic. That is the expression they use today. In my day, they were just mentally retarded. They was mentally retarded. And today they're mentally retarded. Why? Because there was no covering in the parish. You can teach us all day long and they still don't hear. Folks don't hear. Why? Because this is a generation that is consumed with trouble. It's a perplexed generation. It's a generation that is distressed. Everything stressed them out. The job stressed them out. The home, the bills, they're stressed out. The clothing, the fashion, everything stresses them out. It's not a generation that has no, that have no confidence in Yahweh. Very few brothers and sisters. He's going to save his house. And that's it. And if you're not in his house, you're not a child. You're not in the refuge of Yahweh. You're not part of that refuge. Let me read this quickly. It says in Mishlei, Proverbs 14:27, the fear of Yahweh is a foundation of life to depart from the snares of death. That is what the Yirah of Yahweh is. It calls us to depart from the snares of death. And the enemy, we know that if any man loves the world, that the love of the Abba is not in him. For all that is in the world is lust. Lust of the flesh. Come on. Lust of the eyes. And the pride. Pride. It brings more death and destruction than anything. Pride goes before fall. And haughtiness. When you become haughty, you're going to be destroyed. Destruction is coming. I watch some of you even hear your haughty ways. And you think you're getting by. You are a flat out fool. Be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Okay, what is it? Your words, your mouth, your actions. You're going to reap it. I believe that. And that is the truth. So when Yahweh speaks to his house, this trouble, and the time of trouble. We are in the crux of trouble, brothers and sisters. The mind cannot even think rationally for a moment. There's so many little interferences in the mind and the thinking. Why? You know why? Because you don't have the mind of HaMashiach. His mind was on the things of Yahweh. And your mind is so unstable today. It is troubled by, the mind is troubled by everything. It is troubled by what that one has or what that one got and what that one is doing. It should be that way. But what about that? What about you? Just do what you're supposed to do. Do right. So Yahweh is a refuge. He is our strength. He is our refuge. He's our place of restoration. Great strength. And it begins with a fear, a yirah, a trembling. That we be in awe in the presence of Yahweh. That we actually tremble in our souls. He is the only refuge that we're going to have in this time. And we're in the time of Yaakov troubles. It's going to be great troubles. It's going to be great perplexities. Men are going to turn. Women. Children are going to turn. They're going to go after the spirit of Balaam, after the Lord of this world, after the God of this world, how much you healed 10, and only one came back to bless Yahweh. The other 9 went, and that's the way it is. They went to the strange deities of darkness, to the powers of darkness. That's where they went. And that's the mindset of this generation. And the reason why, because it's trouble. It's trouble about everything. And Yahweh is the only refuge. He's the only refuge. He is our refuge. No one else in the time of trouble. Look at what Joel says. Joel chapter 3:16. I'm going to read this. Yahweh also shall roar out of Zion. He shall utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the Shemaiah and the earth shall shake. But Yahweh, only Yahweh, shall be the hope. He shall be the hope, the refuge of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. Now, I know it says hope there, but it's actually using the very same Hebraic word, mahasi, mahasi. It means refuge. He's our refuge. He's going to roar. And trouble is going to cause the heart of many to shake and to tremble. And they're going to be given over unto the great distress. Why? Do you know why? Do you know why? Do you understand why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because they refuse his instructions. I want to close with this. I'm not going to be long. I don't, give me that scripture. Bring me that joy. Bring me that scripture from Sister Robert's lap. Bring me that text. Bring me that. Hurry up. Yeah, I know I'm going a different way, but that's all right. I know what scripture says. And I understand scripture. Well, how do I understand? Because I study. And I seek Yahweh. I want to read this in scripture. You can overcome the perplexities of your troubles, can you? I want to read this, what scripture says. Listen to it. Yahweh says to his house this one thing that wisdom cries without. No one wants to hear wisdom today. No one wants wisdom today. She uttereth her voice in the street. She cries in the chief place of the concourse, in the opening and the gates in Jerusalem and the city. She uttered her words saying, and this is what Yahweh says to us today. He says, how long, you simple ones, you ones that are consumed with folly, your foolish ways, your unrighteous ways, even the foolish ways of man seems right today.